Delhi is in a dire situation in need of oxygen. Delhi has seen a record surge of 28,395 new cases and 277 deaths in the last 24 hours. Health Minister appeals to the Centre for Oxygen. The GTB hospital with 500 critical patients gets oxygen late last night. Prime Minister Modi addresses the nation gasping for oxygen, gives assurances of the situation getting better, but says no lockdown just yet. It is the last option. Maharashtra Cabinet to decide on the full lockdown in the state today. Essential shop timings have been cut to 4 hours a day only. A Mumbai doctor working 24/7 breaks down, says she's never seen anything like this.
With oxygen, and this is not something we are enjoying. Hum young logo ko dekh rahe hai. I mean, we have a 35-year-old who's on the ventilator, and we are not able to help people now. We, I think ये जो emotional breakdown है हम doctors में अब सबको कोई ना कोई समय हो रहा है because we've not been so helpless, okay?
Migrant exodus from Delhi and Mumbai begins again. Bus stands, railway stations crowded, have no money or food to stay in the city, said desperate migrants. The Karnataka government orders government land 1 to 2 kilometers outside cities, says it can be allotted immediately to conduct cremations of those who've died due to the COVID pandemic. US cop accused of killing George Floyd convicted of murder in the US. Well, our top focus story today is the national capital, which has seen a record surge of 28,395 new cases and 277 deaths in Delhi. This is the highest ever so far daily cases and deaths for the national capital. The Delhi Health Minister has sent out an SOS message to the centre saying that there is an acute shortage of oxygen supply across hospitals in the national capital. What we are told is that the GTB hospital did in fact get a supply of oxygen late last night. Sukirti joins us with the very latest. Sukirti, what's happening in other hospitals?
Well, at least as far as GTB Hospital and Sir Gangaram Hospital are concerned, both have received a new stock of oxygen supply. We are being told through sources that even the Max Hospital, there are currently processes that are on to resolve the oxygen supply issue there as well. There is still a lack of clarity on how long this new stock of oxygen will last, because the problem is not just that new stocks have been sent, but how long can they last? Because that's what Mr. Manish Sisodia, the Deputy Chief Minister of Delhi, was pointing out in one of his tweets yesterday. He gave out a list of several hospitals and said that they have oxygen that would last only for 12 to 16 more hours. Now, this new stock of oxygen that has been sent, could it go on for a day? Could it go on for the next 3 days? That is the big question, and we are still awaiting clarity on that part. And also, of course, the bigger question of accountability that lies upon the government at this point of time, especially the central government, is that is the Delhi government or the Delhi government leaders, do they have to tweet every time when a new oxygen supply is needed? This is a very basic medical resource, and one would expect that at such a crucial time and more than a year into the pandemic, we would have these supplies in place. It is all good that the government repeatedly says that they are importing several metric tons of oxygen or have ordered these many oxygen cylinders. But even in the national capital of the country, if tweets have to go out every time or media flashes have to go on every time to seek oxygen supply and only then cylinders arrive at the hospital, then it is definitely concerning and raises a lot of questions on the health infrastructure of this country at this point of time.